Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I'm your host, the man who puts the F you in funny, the dude that puts the stone in stoner, Dakota.
I'm in Soho Sherry Clip, and I didn't know how the intro was going to go. Dakota, that was awesome. How are you?
I'm doing great, and how are you this week?
I'm doing good. It's kind of that late night, half wind thing with me, so I apologize for being super silly tonight and giggly.
Tonight's my Friday, so.
Oh, see? I'm excited to have our guest on tonight. It's my co-host from another show. Yes.
Wait. You do other shows? What is this? You do another show? What?
I do. Yeah.
I've never, what? It ain't like I've ever been on it before. I've never heard of it. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Stop smoking. Put it down for a minute. You have two other shows with me. What are you talking about? Oh, my gosh. Anyways, let's introduce our guest tonight, Mr. Brian Shepherd from The Brian and Sherry Show. Welcome, Brian.
Thanks so much. Hello.
How is your Monday going, man?
Absolutely fantastic.
Today's also, Columbus Day, isn't it?
Yes. For Massachusetts, yes it is. So.
I thought they were going to cancel Columbus Day, because didn't they just find out that he's not the one who actually discovered America?
I thought they figured that out, years ago.
Right.
I know I saw something on the news earlier that one of his statues somewhere got paint dumped on it or something like that.
Oh, that's sad though.
I didn't really catch the whole thing, but I guess somebody dumped red paint down one of the statues somewhere.
Oh, that's sad. I don't agree with that. But it's still history. It's still part of our history. It's history that's been celebrated since 1942. So,
I wonder who back then was like, yeah, let's just have Columbus Day. Sounds like a good holiday. I don't want to work that day. Joke's on him. 50 years later, everybody still has to work on the holiday, and people are messing with his statue. So, crazy.
Exactly. You know, I mean, I don't get it. But Brian,
so,
I'm excited to have you here. I'm really excited to have you here tonight. And Dakota, you have a ton of questions for Brian.
I got 15 good hard hitting questions for him. So we'll get to that in a few.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let him sweat a little bit before we get to the questions.
Okay.
So Halloween is just around the corner, and this year I'm going to be a crow. And for you non-Turkish royalty, that means a king. So you guys have any thoughts that you guys are going to be for Halloween this year?
I'm going to be a psychic medium. Yes.
Getting a crystal ball?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm actually hired to do some angel card readings at a very large adult Halloween party. So I don't have to be accurate if everyone's drinking, right? I can just lie through the whole thing. Yeah, you know. I'll just pretend I know what I'm doing.
Right.
I'll be honest, I can't read minds or give fortunes, I'll pretend. Maybe I'll be right to someone. Hey, get paid.
Right,
I'm excited about that.
So what about you, Brian? You have any thoughts about what you're going to be this year?
You know, I really don't know. I haven't thought about it. I think it's going to be one of those last-minute decisions. I normally don't dress up really much anymore, so, you know, I don't really do anything for Halloween unless I'm working or, which thankfully, actually, it lands on a Thursday, so we do have a Halloween show Thursday night. You know, we'll see, but I normally don't.
I know. Brian can be a host to a podcast.
You can dress as me on your show. Bam, figured it out for you.
You would have to take your shirt off, Brian.
Oh.
Wait, what? No.
I'm from Dakota. He's shirtless, so you'd have to take your shirt off. Yeah.
It's hot in Tennessee, okay? I'm a fat guy and I sweat a lot.
I thought you were just showing off your tattoo, so.
No, that's just a bonus, okay? It's just there. No, that tattoo is kind
of
a. Like what it says? It says glutagleepin glottaglobin, which is lyrics from a Def Leppard song.
There you go.
I was like 19 when I got it. I was really young and stupid. And, yeah, it's one of those things now I look back and regret it.
Well, I hear you can get them removed now. So, hey, if you don't like
screw
it,
that. Careful. Screw that. That's probably more painful than getting it put on, you know?
Probably.
You guys have any tattoos?
No.
No.
You guys ever thought about getting one, or is it just like reasons behind it? Or?
I thought about it, to be honest with you. I don't want to. I don't want anything on my body. So, you know, it's one of those things where you know you get the cute little. You'll get a cute little dolphin on your arm, and by the time you're 90, it turns out to be a humpback whale. It's, like, huge and sagging and everything else. So, no. Seriously, I have thought about getting a tattoo, just of what I'm not sure. My mother got a tattoo, of all people, and she got one of either a tiger or a lion, and she put it on her back, which was pretty cool. For someone who was totally against tattoos or whatever. So she finally decided to get one. But, I don't know what I would get. Maybe something I've always wanted, like, a Celtic cross or some sort of tribal, you know, Celtic tribal something on my arm or something like that. You know,
that'd
with
be
meaning.
Right. See, that's what I did when I got my tats, is, like, to me, they all got, like, a little personal meaning behind them, so.
Ooh, yeah. I just don't have the tolerance for pain. I really don't. I don't think I could do it, so. I know a lot of people say it.
Truthfully, they don't hurt as much as, like, you think it would. Honestly,
yeah.
It all depends on where you're getting it at. If you're getting it, like, on your arm or something like that, it probably wouldn't hurt as much as you think. Now, if you're getting it, like, down your side or, like, down your back or something, then yeah, it'd probably be painful.
No, dang.
So, everybody always has a, you know, their favorite costume, but have you guys ever had like your worst costume, like as a kid or anything like that? Or a costume maybe gone wrong where to you it was awesome, but to other people it was just like, what the shit is that?
Okay, yeah, I've had the what the shit is that. I actually went to a junior high dance at school that was a Halloween costume. And I wore a gorilla costume full from head to toe. And I wore a bikini just to give it some charisma over the top of it, yeah. So it was a gorilla wearing a bikini, and no one knew who I was, and I ended up winning first place in the costume contest because they thought it was funny.
All right.
I, did that, and I'm putting in your book, who was this person? And it went for a very long time before anyone knew who I actually was.
Oh, shit.
That's the truth right there. But I wish I
had. What about you, Brian? You ever had a costume gone wrong or anything?
Not that I'm aware of, no. I think as a child, I was the same thing every year, so it worked out safely. So, yeah. No, I've never been. I remember my mother telling me that she dressed me up as a girl one year, but I was very young. I don't remember it, but yeah. So I think a lot of people were like, what the hell? You know, so. And look at now, you know.
Well, me, I dressed as Batman once when I was little, and I was probably like 7 or 8, and I was a heavy kid, I'm not gonna lie, like I was a heavyweight child, and I looked like I was just a fat kid in the BDSM, so it wasn't a good costume for me.
Oh yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah, it was a bad year. All pictures have been burnt. There is no evidence of this unless the story I just told.
That's great. So did you get in trouble to have a lighter in your hand?
Oh shit.
He's still doing it today. What are you talking about? You didn't get caught. You're still doing it.
Prove it. Prove it. I did not burn anything.
Oh, yeah. That's why our show is called Roasting the World, not to mention. Aren't you a smoker?
What's weed? I don't know what you're talking about, Sherry. Sounds like you got some bad habits. You need to explain something to us?
No. Brian, bad habits.
Bad habits. One, I won't mention on air. Two, smoking, pretty much, is my bad habit. So.
Didn't you recently post something about trying to quit smoking? Or?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm in the process of quitting smoking. I need to quit, unfortunately. So, yeah.
Now, reasons behind wanting to quit, just healthier body or, you know, just...
Overall, I mean, I'm healthy, but it's too expensive for one. It's not that I can't afford it, but it's, you know, I could use that money elsewhere. And
Right.
The other reason why is where I go on vacation, smoking is not allowed anymore. So it's going to be very difficult because I can't travel where I'm at. So there's no win situation. So it's just, I'm going to have to quit. So.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That was one thing I smoke a cigar every now and then, but I've never smoked a cigarette.
Yeah. I wish I could do the cigar thing, but I can't. I can't picture myself smoking a cigar, so.
Yeah, some of them are harsh. I usually try to get, like, the just plain bold, like, black and mild or something like that. I don't try to get, like, the orange-flavored or grape-flavored and all that shit, because...
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't do that up here either because flavored stuff like that is banned. So,
okay.
Unless we do the jazz, I've tried the jazz black and mild. So, you know.
See, I think I've tried some of those a few years back. They were pretty good.
Yeah.
They were kind of bold tasting, but not too bold tasting. So.
Yeah.
So, Sherry, with all the problems our shows have been having, I got to thinking, what's the connection? And it's you. So, I'm thinking we have a Phantom of the Podcast situation going down. I mean, our show didn't want to go, you know, didn't want to get posted a few weeks back. Your show last week was messing up. Your Wednesday co-host just disappeared into the madness. You got some, like, blurry pic in a text the other day. So all signs either lead to a phantom or Bigfoot. So with that being said, is anybody missing any beef jerky? Because if beef jerky's gone missing, we know it's Bigfoot. Or the phantom trying to frame Bigfoot. Damn, now I got to get back into this mystery.
Well, sure, you had a lot of problems last week, huh?
Wow, I guess it's got to be the Bigfoot. It's got to be Sasquatch or the Abominable Snowman. It's one of those big things. They're shocking me. I can't help it.
I know.
They like making life miserable for me. What can I say?
Right? And your other co-host just, like, disappears. So that's just awkwardly weird.
I think he ate him. At least I hope he did.
Wink, wink, wink.
Me?
No. No, not
Ooh,
you, Brian.
Her other co-host. The one that...
Oh,
Devin Carey. Yeah, nobody gives a shit. Nobody cares.
Oh, shit.
You said it.
All right, so...
I love you, Devin.
Never met you, bro, so I can't say I love you or not, man.
Not you. I said Devin.
That's what I said. I've never met Devin, so I couldn't say I love him or not.
Oh, I
didn't talk
about me. I'm like, wait a minute now. Yeah, he's just good riddance, whatever. He'll bounce back. He'll come back and be like, oh, let's do the show again. And Sherry will be like, it's okay, Devin. We can try one more time. It's endless.
No, I'm done. No. It's once, you know, shame on him. Second time, shame on me. Third time,
I know.
No, I'm not going to do it again.
Yeah. All right.
As much as I enjoyed chatting with him, he's very rude, very inconsiderate, very narcissistic, and I don't want to deal with people like that, so I'm sorry.
Damn, he sounds like me. I'm rude, I'm narcissistic, semi an asshole, yeah, okay.
Oh, man, see the friends I make, guys?
I hope not. I hope that's what nobody implies with me. I mean, I can be an asshole, but I choose not to be.
Right, no. You're nothing like Dakota.
It's just mean. I am crying on the inside right now.
Who's roasting who here? What's happening?
I know, right? What is going down, guys?
Everybody.
Fine. Just take my ball and go home. Gosh. So, right. Hey, you ready for your questions, Brian? I think I made you sweat long enough waiting around for them.
Okay.
So, how did you get into podcasting?
Oh, boy. Podcasting. So, what's the story you usually go with? Oh, yeah. I remember now. Many moons ago, so this was what, 5 years ago? So 5 years ago, I listened to a certain radio show in my car on the way to work every morning on Sirius XM radio, and I love this show. I love the guy, and it was a very funny show. So I thought, you know, there's no scripts. There's no – he just talks about whatever. And, of course, it's Sirius XM, so –
Before
what?
That, we did podcasts way before that.
Well, that was different, though. I mean, we kind of read from a script. We read from a script, Sherry.
You were out in the woods.
Yes, I was out in the woods, but I still chiseled down my script.
Okay, but we've been doing podcasts for almost 19 years.
I wouldn't say 19 years.
I
met you in 2000.
Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry,
I was about to say. Whoa, wait a minute.
Here. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, so after meeting Sherry through a mutual friend, we started a magazine together, Teen Sponge Magazine, and then somehow the idea came to go on air, which was Blog Talk Radio. Back then, with Blog Talk Radio, a free show consisted of an hour, not 30 minutes, which now, for some strange, ridiculous thing, it's now 15. I don't know what that is all about. But anyways, so it was an hour, but it was scripted. We knew what we were going to say. You know, we were new at it. And then we kind of took different paths or whatever. And then I did my own thing. Sherry did her own thing. And then I wanted to create a show that just anything goes. We can say whatever we want. There's no scripts, you know, just whatever. So, and I based it off of the show that I listened to on SiriusXM, which unfortunately got canceled. And that's kind of where I got the idea from, you know, for the Brian and Sherry show anyways, part of it. So, and then I got thinking, you know, who do I really do? I don't want to do this by myself. So, you know, I asked Sherry, and of course Sherry jumped on board, and we kind of found our way and been doing it for 5 years now, too long. So, you know, it just keeps going. And we've done so many different things. And so, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what it boils down to anyways.
All right. If you could have a dinner party with three famous people that are dead, who would they be, and what would you serve?
Three famous people that are dead.
Yeah, you don't have to give me three if you can't think of them, but
okay.
Like, at least like the if you can pick one famous person at least.
Okay, so I would probably choose. I don't even know. I'm trying to think of who I miss that's not around anymore. So number one, I would probably choose. Dean Martin.
I like that choice.
Yep, I like Dean Martin. I love the celebrity roasts when he did those. I watch them all the time.
Yeah, I still watch them. My favorite one was Red Fox's.
Yeah. I would probably Robin Williams.
Good choice.
Okay, yep. And let's do another oldie. I would probably do, not him. I don't know who I would choose. Oh, God. I like the oldies. So.
Right.
Oh, God, no.
Well, the comedians.
I know. She's secretly sending me messages, people. She sent me one for Bob Hope. You know, Bob Hope, yes, was a good comedian, absolutely. And the stuff that he did for overseas and all that. He was also on the Dean Martin Celebrity Roast. I think the other person that, strangely enough, I would want to meet LaWanda Page, I think.
All right.
Okay. If anybody knows who LaWanda Page is, so
I do, so I don't know if any of our listeners do or not.
Okay, so yeah, I there's many more, and what I would serve would be I don't really know.
Well, if Dean Martin's there, you're going to need a lot of alcohol, so
yeah, there would be alcohol. I know that. I would just do, I don't know, appetizers or something. Little finger sandwiches. There we go. Finger sandwiches and alcohol.
And just let them roast each other. That'd be a pretty good night.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, here's a good one for you. Your celebrity crush.
Oh, Jesus. Ooh, you really want to know what my celebrity crush is?
Yes.
Lightness.
My celebrity crush, I don't even know if I crush on celebrity. Who does that these days? Really? You know?
Hey, I would marry Taylor Swift right now if she said yes. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, I like Tay-Tay. You know, I love Tay-Tay. My celebrity crush would have to be somebody that obviously I can't have, would never meet, and unfortunately is straight. Let's see. So that
I
would
know.
Be who?
Someone who's becoming a celebrity. Matthew Fayok.
Oh. Sherry, how? What? Oh, I hope he doesn't listen to this show. No offense.
Question mark, scratching my head.
Matthew Fayok, yeah, you know, and I'm so, yeah, he just, I don't know. But anyways, if you're on our Facebook page, which you are, Matthew Fayok is a, he plays the ukulele, and, you know, he's fun, he's got lots of energy, he does have, I believe, children or a child, he is married, the wife is very nice, we've chatted, so, you know, he's very lucky, but, you know, he's really nice to look at sometimes, so, yeah, we'll just keep it at that, so, hello, Matthew. I think you know
right.
Too.
I think we got time for maybe one more question or so before we run out. So let's see here. I'm trying to think of a good one.
Yeah, maybe a good one.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
There's no such thing.
That was the right answer right there.
I love bacon.
Who doesn't, man? That was the right answer. Here's a good one. Worst board game to play. I'm going to go with Monopoly just because it's too freaking long.
Life. No.
Life.
Yeah, I'll go with life. I hate life.
I hate putting the little pegs in the van, and all the pegs always want to fall out every time you move and stuff. Yeah, that game is kind of stupid.
Yeah. I always end up with 10 kids, so, yeah. Next.
All right, last question. Favorite Halloween tradition as a child, like trick-or-treating or carving pumpkins?
I would have to say carving pumpkins. And, yeah, trick-or-treating. Who doesn't like trick-or-treating? Absolutely.
Right. Who doesn't like free candy?
Right, yeah.
All right, guys, anything y'all want to add in before I think we got about 2 minutes left. Anything anybody wants to add in?
Yeah, sure. Actually, I'm going to take over the show just for the last couple of minutes because that's usually what I do anyway. So this is no longer Roasting the World with Dakota Wheatley. Everyone, welcome to the Brian and Sherry Show. No, just kidding. Don't forget to listen to our show and this show, so this Thursday, which you have two great shows during the week. You have Roasting the World with Dakota Wheatley and Sherry Clip, and then you also have Sherry Clip again, but with Brian and Sherry on Thursdays. So it's a fantastic week. No excuses. Listen to it, right?
Right.
Three shows. No excuses. No.
Three shows? What do you mean three shows?
Three.
Oh, Sherry Clip. Yeah. That's right. Sorry, I forgot about that one.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry. That's all right.
Okay.
Three shows, Sherry Clip. So,
that's right.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Well, I want to thank Dakota for coming on tonight. And I'm just kidding.
It was an honor being on your show tonight, man, for the last minute.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun.
All right. I'll let you guys close out the show, but, you know, thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you for coming on, man, and I don't know if I ever thanked you. I know I've thanked Sherry before, but thank you for having me on as a guest on your show, because without you guys, I probably wouldn't be hosting this show. So I owe a lot to you too.
Absolutely.
Well, we love you, Dakota. So, well, thank you all so much for listening to the show tonight. It's so great having Brian Shepherd here from the Brian and Sherry Show, as you said. And Dakota, it's always a pleasure having you co-host the show. You're doing
well,
a great job. Of course.
Well, double duh.
Mr. Sexy himself, right? In the Why and Funny and all that. So,
King of Comedy. I got a few more names in there somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere. We don't have time to name them all. So hope everyone has a great night. Listen to us next week right here. Same time, same place. Roast in the Row. Hope everyone has a great night. Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Laters.